Contrary to popular belief, people actually enjoy this show.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, let's do this. The stars of Back to the Future are begging everyone to help them find the missing Gibson guitar that Michael J. Fox played in the movie. They made this video asking for people's help. The coolest part is when Huey Lewis totally surprised Michael J. Fox and gave him a big hug.
It's somewhere lost in the space-time continuum, or it's in some Teamster's garage.
This guitar has been lost to the future.
If you know where it is, if you know who has it, call us, text us.
Michael, I'm sorry, I'm afraid you're just too darn loud.
Is that you?
Oh, my brother. Oh, sweet. Oh, my gosh. This is the sweetest. So the movie celebrates its 40th anniversary on July 3rd, and they're looking for the guitar to commemorate it. Diddy's trial had its first big outburst yesterday when a female heckler had to be escorted out. And Ellen Pompeo says TSA held her for an hour and even brought the bomb squad in because she had sunflower seeds. Miley Cyrus opened up to the New York Times about moving past tension with her father, Billy Ray, and now supports his new relationship with Elizabeth Hurley.
You know, I took on some of my mom's hurt as my own because it hurt her kind of more than it hurt me as an adult. But now that my mom is like so in love with my stepdad, Dom, who I'm also just, I completely adore. And now that my dad, I see him finding happiness outside of that too. I can love them both as individuals instead of as a kind of, you know, a parental pairing. I'm being an adult about it.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing. Prince's Purple Rain was named the greatest power ballad in rock history by UltimateClassicRock.com, and it's followed by Hearts Alone at number 2 and November Rain by Guns N' Roses in 3rd. And Dakota Johnson was concerned she showed a little too much cleavage on The Tonight Show Monday night, so Jimmy Fallon gave her a tissue to cover it up.
Does anyone have, like, a blanket I could wear?
Just kidding.
Yeah, no, it's good. That's perfect. Okay. No one will even know the difference. Yeah, perfect.
That was good.
I don't want to ruin your outfit. You look gorgeous.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep it?
I'm going to put it. I'm putting this on eBay this evening.
She did use the line, "My eyes are up here." Arnold Schwarzenegger admitted he was shocked by his son Patrick's nudity in HBO's The White Lotus.
I'm watching your show and I'm watching you. And I said to myself, what is going on here? I mean, this is crazy. In Conan and in Terminator and all of those films, you were naked, so don't complain about it. But it was kind of like a shock to me that you would follow my footsteps that closely.
That's pretty funny. All right, I got a dirt alert. Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe. Is that like not the ultimate dirt alert? Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe is suing Discovery for streaming royalties. And a Kardashian alert. A fan asked Kylie Jenner for the details of her implants.
This is a TikTok for Kylie Jenner, okay? If you're not Kylie Jenner and you don't care about plastic surgery, just keep scrolling. Please, can you just tell us? I promise you, my followers, lovely. Safe space on here. Please, can you just tell me /us/ anyone that's interested what it is that you asked for?
Yeah, with her augmentation. And Kylie is being praised because she was honest and said 445cc, moderate profile, half under the muscle, silicone. Listen, for people who are surviving breast cancer, that kind of can be some very important information to know. So kudos to her for being honest. I know y'all don't like Kylie Jenner, but sometimes she acts like an actual human. I'm just saying. Anyway, that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome, I guess.